Mike, if you were to sit down with Zechariah and have him point out these tablets, these texts, and show you where he thinks it talks about genetically alteredness coming down from space, do you think that would help?
Well, in some cases, he's not going to be able to do it because it isn't there. He's depending on a retelling of the story. It's not that he's imagining he's seeing something that isn't there. That'd be a little goofy. But he's retelling the story sort of through, you know, a lens. And the lens is made from an idea that he had many years ago when he began his research, began writing. And now, again, I think he's completely sincere. He's committed to it. So there'd be issues like that. I'll tell you the one question I'd really like to ask him, because it isn't clear to me where he's at on this. And I know he's Jewish. If we were in a room and I got to ask him one question, I would ask him how he parses, how he fits this in with, you know, the God of Israel, the God of his faith, Yahweh, the God of Israel.
Oh, explain that.
Well, how did the Jewish Bible, the Old Testament, is very clear. It's very firm that Yahweh, the God of Israel, the God of the Bible, is an uncreated being. It's one of those fundamental ideas.
Always was, always will.
Right, right. Okay. It's a very fundamental idea in the Jewish scriptures. And so, by definition, he really can't be an extraterrestrial, because you'd have to sort of be an inhabitant of the physical world, you know, somewhere in the universe to do that. And so I would want to know, does he still view Yahweh as an uncreated being?
Okay.
Or is Yahweh sort of a player in this story that he's articulating in his books? And I sense a little bit of tension in his writings on that, but I don't really see sort of a clear, you know, where he comes out on that. So that would be my one question to him.
Now, are you saying, let's rule some things out first. Are you saying, one, that extraterrestrials from another planet in our solar system did not come down to this planet and genetically alter us?
Right. I don't believe that's the case.
All right. Did extraterrestrials come to this planet at all, based on his interpretations? Does he have any, in your opinion, is he have any credence to that?
Well, no, I don't think that he's put up any real evidence for that, and I don't think anybody else has either. Again, there are items that you look at in an ancient text, or you have some archaeological anomaly, and it's easy for us, because we've been thinking, you know, in our technological society, our scientifically oriented society, plus we know what space travel is now, it's easy for us to sort of assign that possibility to that artifact or to that description in a text. But the fact that we can assign that to it and we can entertain that thought doesn't make it so. And so what I want, you know, what I need to sort of make that jump is I need the scientific community to come along and say, hey, you know, A, there are intelligent extraterrestrials. I mean,
right.
That's the first thing you have to have. And then B, we think we have actual scientific evidence here that they have come here, regardless of what time it is. I mean, that would be nice to throw that in there, too. But, I mean, fundamentally, that's what I need. Philosophically, again, I'm open to there being intelligent extraterrestrials. And so if I'm open to that, then I need to be open to the other thing as well. Well, if they are out there, they could have come here. Well, sure, they could have. I would just like to, I'd like to have something, you know, somebody in the scientific
a little more
nail that
there.
Down.
All right. Did anything, in your opinion, Michael, did anything happen? I mean, because we don't believe, you don't believe Sitchin's theory. I mean, did anything happen?
Well, I think that, again, I think there is an unseen world. I think that there are, again, we use the word gods, and, you know, religious texts, you know, use a whole bunch of different words, gods, angels, demons, you know, critters, you know, Rahab, Leviathan, chaos monsters like Tiamat, and then all this kind of stuff. There's a whole wide vocabulary for the beings that the ancient person believed inhabited the unseen world, and, you know, I think there's an unseen world too. So, yeah, I think things happened. I think that world is active. I think it does interact with humanity. It's not extraterrestrial by definition. Now, if we find out that there are extraterrestrials, and if we found out that they had actually come here, then, you know, we would sort of have to reprocess, you know, what some of these texts are saying. And that's really where Sitchin's at. He has made that jump, and so he's reprocessing the text in light of that belief that he has. It's really that simple. Again, he's retelling the story based upon, you know, a different trajectory. He's looking at it from a different angle, and he's informed, again, by the view that he holds. So he's retelling the story that's in these texts. And since I'm not there, I'm not embracing the story, and I'm not retelling it the same way. I would just say, look, there's an unseen world. That's what these texts describe. These are entities that exist. Whether we
they might be angels, who knows?
Yeah,
right?
whether the descriptions that are given really conform to, you know, real time reality as to what they were doing is a different question. But I think that there is an unseen world that interacts with human beings and always has. So there, you know, there's antiquity there too.
Okay. Well, you know, you agree to disagree, but you do both believe that something very unusual has been going on.
I think we would both agree with the statement that non-human intelligences have interacted with humankind. I think that would be something we would both affirm. Now, we're going to define what a non-human intelligence is in a different way. He's going to say extraterrestrial. I'm going to say it's not from another planet. You know, I'm sort of like the Jacques Vallée person here,
mm-hmm.
that they're from here.
Yeah.
Wherever here is. And again, we have to use...
And whatever here is.
Yeah, we have to use these geographical terms because we're creatures of time and we're creatures of a terrestrial existence. And so we have to use words like directions, north, south, east, west. We have to, you know, use words like this side and that side of reality, this universe and that. You know, what else are we going to do? I mean, we can't invent vocabulary that has no correspondence to our own reality. So we use these terms to do the best job we can.